Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es Gsuvis, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Hagiyoiris in his Gaira Bita Ima. We have a Giyoiris, was Megai herself together with her daughter. How young was her daughter? Under the age of 3. That's what has to be together with her mother. She can't be Megai herself on her own. You said a person could be Megai themselves together with their children. Later on, we ask the children if they want to keep their Gairis. But this is what happened. Now, Vazinsa, when this daughter became a Naira, so she's 12, somebody was Mekadish her, and she was Mezana with someone after Erusin. So, the Mishnah Rezu Bechenek, she's Chayv Chenek. Of course, it means with Edim and Asra, she was warned before and she knew what was happening. But I don't understand something. Doesn't the Torah say Beferish? That a Naira gets Skila? Pasuk says, "V'haytzi esenaro pesach be'sevia skolua ansheira ba'avonim v'meisa." That's talking about a naira psula miurasa that was mezana, and she's a psula because she became a giyoris when she was less than 3 years old. So why chenek? Zakt about tenura, because that pasuk by skila is only talking about a bas yisrael. It says ki asasa nevala biyisrael. And therefore, the other dinim that it says over there about a naira psula miyaras that was mezana doesn't apply to her either. Ein lo loy pesach beis ha'av. It says about the naira miyurasa, where does the skila take place? At the entrance of her father's house. We don't say that over here, not by the giyiris. Loy meyasela. There's a din that if the husband makes up a lie, the husband was mekadesh naira. Then he makes up a lie that she was not a psula, that she was once with someone else. And he brings false witnesses. So the husband gets malchus, and also he has to pay 100 sela, 100 sloy. But that doesn't apply in this case. It's still a terrible avera what the husband did. But these halachis don't apply. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, hoitzahi rasa shaloi b'kedusha. Let's say her mother became expecting with her before she was a giyaris. But v'leidasa b'kedusha, she became a giyaris before she was born. So when she was born a bas yisrael. So rezu b'skilo. Then if it turns out she's a naira hamu'urasa that was mezana, and again, it means that she was warned right beforehand. And she was warned that there's going to be skila. She still didn't listen. But if that did happen, the rezu b'skila. Not chenek, because she was born to a mother that was already a giyoris. Unlike in the previous case where the mother was megai herself together with her, there is skila. But we still say, ein lo loy pesach pesa'av. We don't have the halacha that the skila should take place at the entrance of the father's house. And if it turned out the Edim, who said Edis against her, are false, the husband does not have to pay the 100 selas. All this is learned from the Pesukim. Zakt abe the Mishnah weiter. Hoysa hayrasa vilidasa bekedusha. Even though her mother is a Giyaris, but if when she became expecting with her and the birth were both, after she was a Giyaris, herei kebas yisrael l'chaldavar, she has the halachis of a bas yisrael in regard to all halachis. Weiter zakt the Mishnah. Now we're talking about a regular bas yisrael. Yesh la'av, she has a father, but ve'en lo pesach be'sa'av, there's no entrance to her father's house. Why not? Very simple, her father does not have a house. Suppose yesh la pesach be'sa'av, there's an entrance to her father's house, but ve'en la'av, she doesn't have a father. Her father had passed away, but he did own a house, and now belongs to the Yarshim. Zakta Mishnah, harezu b'skila. She is a naira hamu'urasa, again, that was warned and didn't listen. She was warned what her einish is, and she didn't listen. So she gets skil. Even though we can't do the skil, like the Torah says, by the Pesach Beis Av. The Mishnah explains, Leinemar Pesach Beis Avia, the Torah did not say that the skila should be performed by the entrance to a father's house, Elo Lemitzvah. That's a mitzvah. But it's not a Tanai HaMa'akev. It's a mitzvah in its own right, but it doesn't stop the actual skil. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. A giyaris was megai herself together with her daughter. This daughter, when she turns into a naira, somebody was mekadesh her, and then she was mezana with someone else. So she has the din of a regular eshes ish sezinsa, who would be chayv chenek, not skila. When the Torah says a naira hamu'urasa, that's a psula, gets skila, it's only a bas yisrael. There's also no mitzvah that the execution should take place by the Pesach Beisav, and there's no 100 sel if it turns out that the husband was lying. If the mother became expecting with her, it was Hayrasa Shaloi Bekedusha, before she was a Geyaris, but she was born after she was a Geyaris, then there would be Skila, if she was Mizana when she was a Naira, that was Miyares as Laish, again, after she was warned and knew exactly what she was doing, and knew what the Einish would be. But it would be Skila, not Chenek, but there's no Pesach Beisav, that Skila would not take place by the entrance to her father's house. And if the husband is lying, it would not be the 100 selah. If it was hirasa vilei dasa b'kedusha, meaning to say, even when the mother became expecting with this baby, she was already a geyaris, she is a bas yisrael l'chal davar. Then the Mishnah told us in general, not about a geyaris. She has a father, but the father doesn't have a house. Or, there's a Pesach b'sa'av, but her father passed away already. And she's a naira hamu'urasa, that was mezana, it's still skila. That doesn't change because there's no Pesach b'sa'aviyah.